power, power.
It's the one,
power, power.
It's the who,
power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanic, and Native.
Power, power.
It's the one,
power, power.
It's the who,
power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanic, and
every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crust out your eyes, we about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like how do we get out this low estate? We let the scripts prophesy, we bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you, precept upon precept, line upon line, the scripts say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the one.
Power, power.
It's the who.
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah.
Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the one.
Power, power.
It's the who.
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah.
Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the one.
Power, power.
It's the who.
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah.
Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the one.
Power, power.
It's the who.
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah.
Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Shalom. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Good afternoon, wherever you may be. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native Latin and Black Lost History and Biblical Topics. I am your host today, Captain Aparia.
Soldier Caleb.
And Soldier Eric.
Welcome, welcome. First and foremost, sincere apologies on starting so late. I made plans for the one construction last night. But here in Phoenix, I was talking to the brothers. It's not like back in New York, man. New York, man, you take back streets. You know the lay of the land, and you're able to take back streets and circumvent. You know little tricks over the years living there of how to get around. Mm-hmm. Out here, it ain't like that. It's so much land, but they ain't got enough highway. You ever thought about that? They ain't got enough highways, man.
No, you're right.
And they ain't got, and then the highways they do have don't make sense. Like, they don't connect. They're too far apart, the exits. They're at least a mile apart.
Yeah, they are.
You miss your exit, you got to do the whole thing. You got to connect, And sometimes you take a back road and it takes you further out, and then you got to come back. It's just a mess. So I planned for the first, because I always try to check the traffic the night before. I planned for that one. But the GPS, and neither did my research tell me that the street that I had to take to come here was going to be closed from 3 to 1 lane. And you know how they do in the ghettos. They don't treat us right at all. They don't give two doggone. They will never do that in the East. They make sure that they have outlets.
Mm-hmm.
If they got to freaking have a machine that carries your car over stuff, I mean, it's just how it is, man. I'm exaggerating, but you know how it is.
Yes, sir.
All right? We get the crap of the crap. Oh. But all praises to the Most High God, right? We're here.
Yes,
another
sir.
Show.
Yes, sir.
All right? So I just want to, again, sincerely apologize. Thank you to our viewers. Please like, share, comment, subscribe to the Facebook 144K. That's what it is, producer, I believe, 144K. Post it on there, please, what the Facebook page is. And then, of course, you can always shoot over. We're not on YouTube today, only on Wednesdays, but you can shoot over there to IUIC Phoenix and subscribe over there as well. I hope us get to 10K. For our first timers, welcome. Welcome, welcome. You're in for a treat. It's going to be super quick. All right, because what is it? What time you got? Because I'm I can't see.
11:23.
All right, so we're going to be the power 43 minutes. All right, so we're going to have to try to get everything. And I like to do a little recap of the previous show before. So this is episode 5. Of The Truth Shall Make You Free, The Invention of the Negro and Caucasian People. All right. I'm not going to get into it for time's sake of why I titled it that. You can go back to episode 1 in the previous episodes. This is episode 5. And you can see my reasoning for the title behind it. And you can also see, if you notice, it's in quotation marks. Usually when something's in quotation marks, it's not really real. All right. So Negro and Caucasian people. And I was meditating on this, as a matter of fact, this week. In light of everything going on in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, right, according to Psalms 83, right, they have crafty counsel, right?
Always.
And we're the hidden ones.
Yes, sir.
Right? So why should that change today? I keep telling y'all. Everything that is going on today with all these jabs, these magic potions that they're trying to put in people, all right? Everything, the mask, I've gone over that. That's representative of us in the captivity when they would put the mask on us, muzzle us. I'm telling you, y'all got to be in the spirit to really see this. Everything that is going on today is about us. Again, some of you new timers, first timers here. Y'all need to understand that the Bible and life only is and always will be about the Israelites, first and foremost, who are the blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. Everything else is just a smokescreen.
Right.
Everything else was created by the Most High God because they are going to have a purpose in the end, or the other nations. Mm-hmm. They do. The Bible talks about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Sure do.
And I've gone over it at length over here. They got to serve their role, because when we're in rulership, somebody got to serve us.
That's right.
You ain't in rulership if you busting your behind doing hard labor. Right? We're doing our hard labor now. The prophets of the Most High God coming out teaching his word so that we could benefit from the fruits of our labor when we get, Lord willing, the kingdom.
Bring it out.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And like today's society, who the ruling nation now is Esau, the Caucasian man and woman. Right?
Yes, sir.
Who are their servants?
Us.
Us, for the majority. Right, because we number like we are innumerable, right? Like the sand of the sea.
Yes, sir.
Can't count us. They try every 10 years, but they can't. So somebody has to do the heavy lifting. We've been doing the heavy lifting every generation, so we're finally getting it right now, little by little. So it's time. It's high time, right? So again, I wasn't gonna go here, but let's just go there real quick. Give me 2 Ezra 6. I just went straight to the point. Who's the end and who's the beginning? All right, to prove my point, and then I'm going to prove it with some more scriptures, my point. Y'all have to understand. You see, you got to be really in the spirit to understand that everything else, again, going back to the movie The Matrix, right? And Resurrection, Matrix, I think it's 4 or 5, whatever it is, that thing looks fire. It's fire. That's just the trailer that I saw, man, that's us coming back, forgetting our nationality and everything. It's going to be crazy, man. Those Matrix movies, again, they're in-between ones, but that first one, and I think this last one here, I think it's going to go to a different level. But anyway, I digress. So you have to understand that everything else around us is the Matrix.
True.
Everything else around us is the Matrix. And like Neo, when he got out of the Matrix, he started changing, forming into little by little, having more knowledge, more understanding, more power, realizing what the end result was because Morpheus broke it down for him, right? He started realizing that the life he was living was a lie. Uh-huh. He knew he was looking for something, but the life he was living was a lie. Go ahead.
Now, I said, if you remember when he woke up, he was like, why have my eyes hurt? He said, you never used them before.
Because you never used them. And this is why I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters. Y'all never used them in this Bible.
Bring it on, that's right.
The Bible are your eyes, your ears, and your mouth. Right? Because the Most High God said, use my word. So this is his mouth.
True, yes, sir.
Right? The spirit bear witness with your spirit. The Bible bear witness with your spirit, actual spirit, that you are the children of God. Mm-hmm. How'd you know that? Because the words of the Most High out of his mouth, written down on paper. Right? What is it? 1 Peter 1:20-21?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Spiritual man wrote this Bible.
That's right.
Through the spirit of the Most High God. So everything that we've seen and have been used to in our lives has been an invention, hence invention of the Negro and Caucasian people.
Bring it up.
Because that's not even their name or ours.
Right.
Our real names are in the Bible, our biblical names. Our biblical name are Israelites. We're the nation of Israel, true nation of Israel. Our forefather, as we're going to read here shortly, is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And under the Israelites, you have 12 tribes, 12 men, 12 brothers that came from the same father, Jacob. Hence, we are here today. All right? So every time you watch this show and all the other shows of NIUIC, and watch our Sabbath classes and everyday classes 24. Well, yeah, it is 24/7, right? Because you can watch it anytime you want.
Yes, sir.
7 days a week. We have live 7 days a week, multiple radio shows. Every time you watch and hear, don't take it for granted. Oh, I've heard those scriptures before. Because the two scriptures I'm going to bring out, the three scriptures I'm going to bring out. Now, we've heard it. Most of us have heard it all the time. But it's about putting it in context with what's going on in real life around us. That's what you have to understand. This Bible is a true book. It is the only book. The Book of Eli proved that in that movie.
That's right.
There was only one Bible left on the whole earth. And he clearly said, and I'm paraphrasing Gary Oldman's character, said, whoever owns that book owns the power. That's why it's been hit. Right. What did he say?
He can use it to control the people.
Hence us, it being used in slavery. Uh-huh. They used our book written by our people, black people, to control us and bamboozled our people to believe that it's a white man's book.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
How is it a white man's book when their destruction is written here numerous times?
That's the point. Yeah.
Makes no doggone sense. When the authorized person that authorized it, he's not the author.
Right.
There's a difference between an author and somebody who authorizes something. Yeah, it comes from the same root word, but it's not the same thing.
Right.
It's the authorized King James Version, not the Bible authored by King James. One man did not, the Most High put the Spirit on him when you read the Bible dictionary, all right, to go ahead and summon three groups of people, 27 scholars that spoke Hebrew and Greek and English, of course, translated this. So it went through a process, right? It went through control. It went through a whole process. It went through trial, unlike this jab. But I'll digress. On that. So everything that you're seeing going on in the earth, brothers and sisters, I know we had some enemies on here too, so well, I'm not going to say shalom. Hi. Hi. But shalom, because scripture does say in Romans 12:18, it would be at all possible, be at peace with all people. So we are peaceful people. Just don't cross the line. All right. We're not your Christian church here. We will defend ourselves. But anyway, I'll digress on that as well. That being said, we have to understand that everything that you are seeing unfolding before your very eyes is biblical, it's prophetic, and it's all about us. Let me prove it real quick. Give me that in Ezra, second Ezra.
You want 54?
Yeah, straight to the point, just straight to the point.
This is the book of second Ezra, chapter 6.
End of the world, the beginning of the world.
Nah.
I mentioned that before, what I wanted. Just get it, Caleb.
This is the book of 2 Ezra.
You guys don't have it, just get it.
Chapter 6 and verse 9. For Esau is the end of the world.
Esau, the Caucasian man and woman, they are the end of the world, the Bible says, that we living in today. Who is in rulership today? Who is the top superpower? America, run by the Caucasians, first and foremost. Okay? They are the ruling nation. They run everything. Okay? Can you say Rothschilds, Rockefellers, P. Morgans? Go ahead.
And Jacob is the beginning of it that follows.
So that's telling you right there that something's going to follow once they're destroyed. Once America is destroyed, according to the scriptures, by thermonuclear destruction, and we're seeing their destruction, we're seeing their decay right now. Deacon Ithan has brought this out at length. This is the age of decadence.
Yes, sir.
Every major nation, ruling nation, has fallen. And every major nation that's fallen is mentioned in the Bible. There's no in-betweens.
Bring it up.
From the Egyptians, Assyrians, Babylonians, all the way on down to America today. Mm-hmm. They have been the only ruling powers on the earth, except for when we had our stuff right, and then we were the ruling power. We had our kingdom.
That's right.
So every nation has fallen. Why is America any different? And the Most High is a mastermind, because the way he's doing this, I'm looking at it spiritually. Again, I'm just me. I'm just worth the popsicle stick and the shoelace. But I know I'm special. I know that I'm an Israelite.
That's right.
I'm just saying that. But just take it for what it's worth is basically what I'm saying. But he has put it in their spirit to destroy them. So what was made for evil was really made for good. right? Isn't that what Joseph said when his brothers? Well, actually, they killed him. They really wanted to kill him.
Yeah, they did.
Right? They didn't know that the Most High was going to step in and have a caravan of people pick him up and then sell him. They didn't know all of that. They just couldn't stand him. So that should be another proof. See, I always say, right, that there's no way in the world that the people that are called Israel in the Bible are not us. No other nation behaves that way.
Can
no other nation. All right, say again.
Can I read that for you, Kurt?
Yeah, give me a second. But make sure I'm hearing noise in here, so people have to be quiet in the other rooms, please. Let me just finish my thought real quick. Hold that. All right, there's no way we're not the people of the book, because his own brothers, blood brothers, like today, right? Like today, meant to kill him.
Right.
Meant to kill him. Let's not forget that. It didn't turn out that way, because that's why he said, well, it was made for evil, it was really for good. And that's what the Most High is doing today. They're trying to go ahead and prevent the inevitable.
Right.
Of what we just read, Jacob being the beginning of it that followeth, and us going back to our rightful place of rulership, right? As the powers that be have mentioned in certain circles that we're a threat here in IUSE.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Right? They're trying to prevent all of that. They don't have meetings. But see, they don't think like a Negro.
Hmm.
They think deep. The scripture says their inward thoughts are deep. They do a diligent search. We're so jacked up. We don't think that way. Scripture said they're wiser than Daniel. And Daniel, who was our forefather, was mad, smart, wise.
Hmm.
Okay? I'm hearing background in my headphones. Okay? We need to be quiet on the set, please. It's coming from the bathroom, I believe. We have to understand, all right, this ruling power that we're dealing with. That's why even the Most High God said in the scriptures, I will not meet you as a man.
Right.
So any thoughts of trying to overtake? No, that ain't going to happen. Not even Esau is going to overtake Esau. Trust me.
Right.
Captain Yashu brought it out that Biden said, airplanes can't take us out. So true. It's foolish anybody to believe that you're going to overthrow this government.
Right.
You're an idiot. And it's not scriptural. The Most High and the Black Messiah is going to take care of that for us.
That's right. Kevin, they say, he that resists the power shall be damned.
Right, exactly. 13. Exactly, because in Romans 13, the Most High put that in there clearly to say we are to obey the powers that be. And we will here in IUIC.
That's right.
You can rest assured on that. Okay, our fight is spiritual.
That's right.
Not carnal. Our fight is coming straight from this Bible, and that's the problem. Because we're using the words, as it says in Jeremiah, that they burn wood. They're fire. The Most High's words.
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 4:12 says, I brought it out on Wednesday, cuts to the asunder, to the marrow, part within the bone, to the soul. That's the threat, is this Bible. Hence, going back to the book of Eli, he understood that. Mm-hmm. Hence, why they used this against us in slavery and prevented us to read. Okay, go ahead, bring out what you want.
Oh, the book of Genesis, chapter 50 and verse 20. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring it to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive.
To save much people alive. Okay? So, you're in the spirit there. I was thinking of that scripture just 2 days ago. That's why I brought it out. You know what was meant for? It was meant for good. You know, you have to understand, man, the Most High's thoughts are not our thoughts. He don't think like, he created us. He ain't thinking like us. He's going to think the way he want to think. He's the Ancient of Days.
Hmm.
All right. So it says, Esau is the end of the world and Jacob's the beginning of it that follow. Again, brothers and sisters, I can't stress enough. Stay focused. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is the kingdom. Stay focused like a laser beam, not like a light bulb. What do I mean? A light bulb, when it illuminates, it's all over the place, spread out.
Mm-hmm.
A laser beam, your focus is right on your target. Stay focused on the end result, brothers and sisters. Do not fret. Do not fear. Yes, some of us are going to die. Some of us are going to die preaching this word. We must understand that, brothers. Sisters, y'all must understand that your husbands may not come back. Y'all need to understand that. This is serious what we're dealing with, is the point that I am making. Okay? Every single day, our lives are on the line, and they've upped the ante with these jabs and with these tests, which don't get it twisted. I've read many articles and done research that they can put the vaccine in that swab. Not to mention that it has cancer-causing agents in it. Think about it. Why would they go ahead and give you a choice? Well, if you don't take that, okay, then you just got to do weekly. What? It's an inconvenience? Yeah, it's an inconvenience because they'll go ahead and probably, it's just me thinking, based on research, they'll probably put the thing in that.
Mm. That's heavy.
Just me thinking. I'm just saying, I do a lot of research on this stuff. And my brain is always working because we're at war. I understand that. When you're at war, you don't sleep. You don't sleep on nothing.
Mm. All right. You say that too.
You do not sleep. You stay focused on the scriptures and you pray to the Lord and you fast and you ask him, lead me the way you want me to take this nation. Because finally, because I've been talking about this for what? Since everything started. Mm. When we used to do our Friday classes, have I not?
Yes, sir.
Where this was going, has it not gone to where? And again, it's not that I do research. Right. I don't sleep. I stay focused like a laser.
You're a watchman, Ken.
I'm a watchman. We all watchmen.
That's right.
That's a good point you bring out. We all watchmen. I care and love my nation, so I'm going to do what I got to do to keep my people informed. That's in my spirit. That's in my blood. That's who I am. That's how I've always been. I have combat experience. I understand. I know what it's like being a strategic. I think strategic and tactical. Strategic means you're proactive. Thinking ahead. That's what I've been doing with y'all, preparing y'all. I told y'all to prepare with food and all that stuff. Why? Because I've read what's going on. I collect dots and I connect dots. Just like we need to do precept upon precept. Look at the scriptures and apply it to what's going on around us. This is not a joke. This ain't the Christian doggone church. Okay? We need to understand that we are in a spiritual war. And it is important to understand that everything around us are inventions. Inventions. They are lies. They are vain. The only truth is this Bible and that the blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans, falsely so-called, are the God's chosen, are the Israelites.
That's right.
And that, and the most important truth, that we must follow the laws, statutes, and commandments, because the Most High is always about order. Okay? He is not the author of confusion. He is not the author of confusion. He set everything up from the beginning. Bishop Kanai brought it up. Christ was the one that set up a lot of the stuff through the Spirit of the Most High God, through his orders. And that's what we need to understand. So some of you maybe think, oh, well, he's going off topic. No, I'm not going off topic. This is very much on topic, everything I'm bringing out. All right? Because, again, the invention of the Negro and the Caucasian people. I only put those two names in there because that's all life is about.
You just said it, Ken.
The other nations are just supporting characters for the end result. Right. The other nations were only used to belittle us, the Most High to belittle us. Because he could not understand, just like Christ marveled at how we couldn't understand. He couldn't understand how we act, knowing who we are, why we acted the way we did. Brother sent me a video the other day, and this brought me back memories from back in the days. And I can't believe, there's nothing new under the sun. A young brother, three other young brothers around him, on the corner, in front of people, made him literally almost strip his clothes. They robbed him. They still take his sneakers. That was back in the day. That was bum stuff back then. It's still bum stuff today.
All right.
Wearing somebody's nasty. You don't know what kind of hygiene they got. You're wearing some nasty-ass sneakers. Just to show you how low of a state our people are in. And luckily, they didn't kill him. He obliged. But now this young man, that could have been our sons, man. And do I need to say what nation of people it was?
No, you don't.
Nope.
Okay.
The ones who steal sneakers.
Right.
Clothes.
Okay. Used. Other people's stuff.
Right.
Hence, Achan. Stealing the garment.
Can I read something for you, Ken?
Yeah, go ahead.
Book of Micah, chapter 2 and verse 8.
Bring it up.
Even of late, my people is risen up as an enemy. Ye pull off the robe with the garment from them that pass by securely.
So what does that tell you? We robbed each other back then, too. You know, our garments back then were bad. They had gold rubies and everything.
You heard about that?
Finish it.
as men averse from war.
I tell you, man, our people are sick. Are sick. That's why two-thirds must go. You're not making it. And from the one-third, I've stressed this many times before, some of y'all still going to have that spirit, and you're going to have to go. Because the scripture says in Ezekiel, you will be pleaded, in Ezekiel. He's going to plead with us in the wilderness and purge out. It clearly says that. Those that are wicked, basically. I'm paraphrasing, but it says it. Y'all look it up.
That's what it says.
Hey, yeah. Am I right or am I right?
You're absolutely right. Correct.
Okay. So you ain't make it once you make it. Once he decides that you're one of the ones that's going to get out of this destruction.
Whew.
You still got 40 years to get yourself right. So brothers and sisters, you have to understand that what's going on is, this is all part of this again, I didn't digress in this episode. This is all part of the invention that we live in, the lies that we live in. All right. So again, Jacob and Esau, prove it some more with some scriptures. That it's only about Jacob and Esau. This whole life is the war between good and evil. Remember, you had the sons of God, which is us. The sons of men, which is everyone else. Except the sons of the wicked, who are the Edomites. That's their God. So give me Genesis 2 and 7. Let's start there.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 2 and verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
Of the dust of the ground. Everybody knows that the dust of the ground, the dirt, whatever it's, you want to call it, the deeper you go, it's light on top. The deeper you go, the darker the ground.
That's right.
That's that's a parable in the sense of using the actual dust.
Right.
But he literally used the dust. So if you use the dust, what are you going to form? What you see here in this room. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
The breath of life, okay, is the laws, statutes, and commandments. I'm not going to go into it right now. Okay? Laws, statutes, and commandments, meaning what? Adam, the first man, the Adam, not the other Adams, as I mentioned last week's show, was the lawgiver. He was given order of creation of how the whole earth was supposed to run. He was given the power to name everything that we see today on the earth. Of course, Esau with their science, and they went ahead and changed names and Solopsosaurus and all kind of stuff like that. Okay, but it had their names. Okay, Behemoth, Enoch,
Leviathan.
Okay.
And man became a living soul.
And he became a living soul. Why? Because the only way you live by keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. Because when he created Adam, he was supposed to be live forever.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That was his plans, but Adam dropped the ball. Right? Give me...
this is the book of Genesis, chapter 25.
So before he reads that, right? So everyone, all of us, myself included, were black. Brown. All of us, everyone. And I'm going to be careful how I say this, but not Esau and his regeneration, but Cain, who's the spirit of Esau, was brown. Dark skin. The mark, I brought this out before, was sin, but it was also leprosy.
Right.
He gave him a recessive gene. He unmelanated him, if that's a word.
A curse.
Yeah, a curse. Because if everybody was dark, right, during that time, and we know that's the case, right,
mm-hmm.
Made everyone from the dust to the ground, why did he say that they would know who he was? Because he would look different.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a kid in the 70s, I asked this question. Show you how everybody had the spirit in them. They just... remembrance, but there's something in your spirit that tells you something, right? Hence, we're repenting, right?
All right.
And I remember hearing that the theory was that Cain, because since there was only Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, if he killed Abel, how did life continue?
Right.
This is the Catholic Church.
Right.
They said he had sex with a gorilla.
never heard that one.
Me neither. That's a new one.
I remember like it was yesterday. In the 70s. That's the theory that was out there. They're evil, man. They're freaking wicked. Okay? Christianity is a freaking drug, man. It's worse than heroin.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
Destroy more lives, that's for sure.
Sure the hell has. Matter of fact, under the guise of Christianity, more murders have been committed than Islam. How about that?
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, that being said, unmelanated come into play. Here we go.
This is Genesis chapter 25 and verse 19.
And y'all have heard this again. I can't stress enough. I know this is rudimentary, right? But nothing in the Bible should be looked at as rudiment. Because if it was rudiment, we wouldn't be in these conditions that we're in today. So we got to remind ourselves every time, as much as possible, who our enemy, right? Because to face your enemy, you must know the face of your enemy.
That's right.
Right? For too many years, for too long, we've been told by the Caucasian men and women, right, that we don't have enemies in Christianity.
Just the devil.
Yeah, just the devil. Just one creature looking with horns and a trident looking all like red.
Yeah.
Right.
With a poked tail, you know. No, that's not what came to eat because she would have freaking ran. You see something like that, we all running.
You're right about that.
No, it's the man. You read that in 2 Thessalonians. Okay? You read that in Revelation 12, the dragon, the red dragon. Okay? Go ahead.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 25, and verse 19. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac.
So why does it start with that here? It's letting you know that Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob and Esau, but it focuses on Jacob here, right? These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. Now it's going to go down.
Go to 21. Verse 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren.
Couldn't have any children, okay?
And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived.
So again, there's nothing impossible with the Most High. You read that in Luke 1:37. Most High can do that. So some of your brothers and sisters that may not have children and try to have children, fall in the Most High's hands. That's why it says he entreated. He's found them. He says, that's who I'm going to use to build my nation again. Through Isaac's seed, my whole plan is going to come through fruition. Think about that. Through Isaac's seed, by my power, I'm going to be able in the last days to tell Ezra's, and in the last days, prophets are going to read that Esau is the end of the world and Jacob's the beginning of it that followed, just out of what we're reading right here. This is everything that we're experiencing today started right here in Genesis 25 to show you the power that we serve. Go ahead.
Verse 22. And the children struggled together within her.
They've struggled since they were in the womb. They ain't even supposed to be that way. In fact, fraternal twins, whether they're fraternal or identical, they love each other. They think alike. They move alike. Right? They know each other's story. You see them interviewed. Yeah, I already know when she's going to go ahead and use the bathroom. You know, stupid stuff. You know, like that. They think, I'm just saying, they think alike. They love each other. Just like for the most part, we're supposed to love each other, right? When we come from the same mother and father, right? And a lot of times we do, but there's a lot of times we don't. Okay, go ahead.
And she said, if it be so, why am I thus?
Why is she saying that? Because it ain't normal. If this is from you, Lord, why is this ruckus going on inside my womb? What's going on? That means she actually felt this stuff, man. They were really going at it. You got to look at it. It's amazing to me. Or it's always been amazing to me when you see the little elbow go up and it makes a little thing or the foot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Imagine if they were warring inside her womb. Imagine how that must have been. She must have been, oh, what the hell is this? Right? Yeah, this is how you got to look at things, man. I go to that place and I visualize this thing. Go ahead.
And she went to inquire of the Lord.
So she prayed to the Lord. She was like, hey, what's going on, Lord? I need you to let me know in 5 minutes to 12, please. Go ahead.
And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb.
So again, we've brought this out at length. Makes no sense that it's the same mother, same father, right? Predominantly the same father, the same seed, right? The seed of the man makes the nationality. Yet there's going to be two nations in there. Go ahead.
Two manner of people shall be separated.
So that means they're going to have different characteristics. Two manner of people, different characteristics. They're going to think differently. They're going to move differently. Some, one nation is going to know how to dance, and the other one ain't going to know a doggone thing and have no rhythm.
Bring it out.
Just to put some levity in this.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Fine.
Okay? One nation is going to have mass skills, and the other one's going to be like, eh, I'll just use my brain. You got to watch out for those geeky dudes, man.
Right.
They ain't going to mess you up physically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they may get a lucky punch. You've seen that, right?
Plenty of times.
Right. But for the most part, how they going to get you? You better look. You mess with a geek, you better look over your shoulder, man, because they'll put something on your chair that'll explode.
School
you won't even realize it, right? They'll go to your school, right, and cause havoc like we've seen in other states. That's how they roll, man. Them dudes, they're not right, man.
Right.
5 minutes to 12. All right, let's finish this real quick.
And two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels.
Separated from thy bowels. So they're gonna come from you. But when they live their life and become grown, they're going to be separate. Separate. Mm. We brought this out before. Most High loves segregation when it comes to us. He don't want nobody with us. He already knew from there. Yeah, they're coming from the same womb, but one, I don't want you to be no part of them. And he made things unfold, events unfold, that all that happened. Hence where we are today. So, brothers and sisters, matter of fact, read it real quick. Let's go through it because I just want to finish the point. Dark skin and now.
And the one people shall be stronger than the other people.
Uh-huh.
And the elder shall serve the younger.
You just read that. Go ahead.
And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb.
Uh-huh.
And the first came out red all over.
Red meaning their whole skin, okay, had no melon. They were leprous, go ahead.
Like in hairy garment.
And the dude was hairy. Mad hairy. Okay? You don't really see a lot of Israel with a lot of hair. It's rare. Mm. I ain't got no damn hair.
Jacob is a smooth man.
Smooth man.
Bring it out.
I'm mad smooth. Got some stuff on my legs, man, but nothing. If you want to call it that.
Right.
Go ahead.
And they called his name Esau.
And they called his name Esau. Go ahead, just read 27 real quick. I'm sorry, 26 to 27 real quick. Go ahead.
And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob.
Uh-huh.
And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them.
Uh-huh.
And the boys grew.
The boys grew up to be men. Go ahead.
And Esau was a cunning hunter.
I ain't never seen no black or Hispanic or Native American on Hunting Magazine undercover. That ain't our thing. Nor will I ever go hunting with an Edomite. Because you know I will never come back.
Right.
You'll be the hunted.
I will be the hunted. Don't you remember when Dick Cheney man shot his own dude uh-huh. in the ass?
Uh-huh.
When they went hunting? Hunting's a bad situation to go with your enemy, man. Uh-uh. You ain't coming back.
Or that old Ice-T movie when they took him out.
Oh, man. Yeah, you ain't coming back. Go ahead. So explaining the characteristics. Go ahead.
A man of the field.
Uh-huh, man of war. You're in the field, you're a war, man. You're grimy, you're caveman-like. Go ahead.
And Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents.
But with mad skills. So, hey, I got to leave it here, brothers and sisters. With respect for the Bishop Kanai's class coming up. All right, tune in for episode 6. If you haven't seen the previous episodes, 1 through 4, they're on YouTube and Facebook. All right, enjoy the rest of the Sabbath. Stay in the spirit. Stay focused like a laser beam. All right? Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Most High in Christ bless.
Shalom, Most High in Christ bless.
Shalom, Most High in Christ bless.
Thank you, brother.
My brother just posted there was an earthquake in Texas.
Like twins. Dude.
Earthquake in Texas. I don't know how bad it is.
Oh, yeah.
That one in Mexico, too.
Yeah. 7.9.
That's a big one, too, man. 7.9.
That was destructive.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, when I was young, man, we had earthquake drills rubbing the back. We didn't have fire drills. We had fire drills, but we had earthquake drills more than fire drills. You had to get under the table or go under the doorway right there. That's the place to go for an earthquake.